I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, Season 5 Best Bits. All of my favourite moments from Series 5 jam-packed into one episode. It's not to be missed, guys. Cracking straight on with Vogue Williams, she's up, and we kick off the conversation talking about changing your name when you get married. Now, I am officially an engaged woman, so my circumstances changed slightly since I spoke to Vogue, but my take on it hasn't. I just don't know if Vicky Ramadan... it's got the right ring to it. Have a listen. I am joined by the Irish goddess herself, Vogue Williams. By the way, it's not Vogue Williams anymore, is it? Is it Vogue Matthews?
I didn't really change it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? A weird story. It's actually Vogue Wilson. So
what?
I was born Vogue Williams.
Like the ball in Castaway.
Yeah.
Well then.
But I was born Vogue Williams, then my stepdad wanted me to change my name to Wilson, and I didn't really want to change my name to Wilson, so legally it was changed to Wilson, but I always used Williams because that was my birth name. And then Spenny was like, but you're Matthews now, and I'm like, listen, if you think I am going to change my name by depot and change my passport, I was like, if you do all my cards and my passport and everything like that, I'll do it, but I am not doing it myself. It's such a headache having to do it. I know, it's really, but like my flights are always getting booked in the wrong name because I'm like, no, that's not actually my name.
Honestly, I've just had this conversation with my glam team this morning, and they were like, so my makeup artist hasn't changed her name. And I was like, oh, right, Vicky Ramadan. I'm just putting it out there, mate. It's a proper no from me, right? Like, and it's for a number of reasons, right? Like, I have worked 12 years to be recognised as Vicky Patterson, you know? And recognised for the right reasons, like, rather than probably some of the wrong ones I was known for originally, like, for being, like, kind and hardworking and, like, using my platform for good and all the rest of it. Like, and I think... why all of a sudden do I just have to give up all of my identity because we've decided we want to spend our lives together? Why don't you give up yours, mate?
The only thing is, though, you wouldn't be able to change, like, that's your work name. That will always be your work name. Yeah. So I don't mind having Williams as my work name. And then, because if you have kids, like, I was traveling with Theodore, and, like, the passport woman was like, who's this lady? And Theodore was like, my mama. And it's like... Jesus, were you just not going to let me... were you going to take him away from me because we've got different names?
Oh, I'm like... that's fucking mental. I mean, fair play to Ash, has obviously got a job to do and a real duty of care, but, like, Jesus Christ, you can see the kid's not in distress.
I know, yeah. I was like, yeah, that's my kid. So I might have to change it eventually, but not for now. It's too much work.
So... We touched on this before, but I feel like a lot of people will just know you for Vogue, who's like a successful TV presenter, successful podcaster, like fingers in loads of different pies. But like, you've had to work your way up, haven't you?
Yeah, big time. Yeah. Big time. I've been doing it since I was about 16, and I have like all those really embarrassing jobs behind me that I kind of love seeing.
I want to know what your worst ever job was, though.
Oh, well, you see, there was this thing in Ireland where it was a press call. So when people used to call me a model, I'd be like, please don't call me that anymore. Yeah. Because like, I was like a model that would like model a giant burger in a brand new burger restaurant. And like there were literally pictures of me where I looked like Shrek's cousin because these people had done this weird stuff in my eyes. I used to stand in the middle of our busy shopping street in Dublin in a bikini.
Yeah.
Like it could be snowing or anything. Yeah. And you'd be there with like some sign. So those were the type, but like I had such fun with the girls. Yeah. Like we always had a laugh and you'd be there for an hour. It would be a press call. And they were pretty embarrassing though, but I'm never really that embarrassed of it. Cause like it kind of gets you where you are.
You've got to pay your dues. Like it's so weird. Like I just haven't met you, Vogue, and seen your legs and your stature and your face and everything. Like when people say model, I'm like, yeah, she's definitely got to have been a model. But I used to do that promo stuff when I was younger. And I remember, I don't know whether it was my best or worst job. I think at the time I thought all my Christmases had come at once. But I got dressed up as like a sexy cowboy and walked around the Metro Centre. So that's like the equivalent.
No.
That's the equivalent of like fucking Bluewater or Lakeside or something. Like it's huge up north.
Oh,
and I had to walk around like with chaps on and like these guns filled with peach snaps, you know, archers.
Oh, stop.
And had to be like, pew, pew, like you want a shot. Like, oh my God, mate. Like, and at the time I thought I was the bee's knees, like in retrospect.
You loved it though. Oh, it was so much crack doing that when you were younger.
Loved it. And like you, like, when you're doing things like that, like your confidence gets built, you understand like the value of money. Like I don't think we'd be where we are now without jobs like that.
No, definitely. Like it totally, like even the TV shows that I've done, some of them I'm like, I probably shouldn't have done that. But like it does like lead you on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. So there's always a path coming from it.
There's always something. So when did you decide? Obviously you're born Brent. Is it Dublin you're from, Vogue?
Dublin, yeah.
Yeah. I love Dublin, you know.
Oh, I love Dublin.
Do you think
get me started.
Do you think there's any chance you'll get him back over there?
I think we were only talking about it again last night.
Bit of a bone of contention.
I know, it's not even that, because I don't really want to live there full time either. Like all my work's in London. Well, not all of it, but most of it. But I just think when the kids are going to school, like the school system in Ireland is really, really great.
Right.
And I think that the school system over here, like I worry about, like, it's such a class system over here. Whereas, like, I went to school in Ireland and, like, you'd have, like, the super rich and then children who were being helped out to go to school by the government, all in school together. Nobody knows any different and you're all just together. It's not such a divide and I don't really like the divide over here. It kind of worries me. I feel like...
The haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, and I don't want that for them. I want everybody... Like it's a nicer way to grow up without that. I don't want people growing up with like this charmed life. And I'm not just saying it because Spenny has had a really charmed life, but he has.
Yeah.
And he was like went to a different kind of school that I went to. And like I just think from my experience, I think it would be better for them to go to school in Ireland. And like it's a really good schooling system. And yeah, that's what I'm pushing for.
So do you think it... So where are you with this? Like, is it looking like it's 50-50? Is he so opposed? Do you think you'll get your own way?
It's looking like we stopped our conversation last night because we're like, you know, we don't have to talk about this yet. We've got another 2 years.
We don't have to fall out right now. Let's do that later down the line.
Let's stop this fight right now. Let's stop it. We'll come back to this in a year.
So mature. Just put that pin in it.
Yeah.
not before the weekend, mate. I remember I used to go out with a lad and I've really made that sound not very serious, but I was in quite a serious relationship with this fella. And he was from a wealthy family. And he'd had, like, I mean, fuck me, not as charmed a life as Spenny, Jesus Christ. But he'd had a good upbringing, you know? And he'd gone to all these fancy schools and all this sort of stuff. And he was just adamant if we had kids, our kids would go to, like, a private school. And I was like, I went to some of the rougher schools I know. And, like, minus me voice when I've had a drink, like, you'd never know. You know what I mean? Like, when I get animated, like, you'd never know. Like, I got... All A's and B's at GCSE. I got 4 A's at A level. Like, I went on to get a degree. Like, I'm very happy with the life I've got now. Like, I worked hard and I'm proud, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, so what exactly did you get? Like, proper mediocre grades. Like, they just, you could tell, like, oh, A and P A or something, and the rest was just shite. Took things like Latin, for fuck's sake, just completely useless.
Oh, God, yeah.
And you know his only answer, where I was like, well, what is your main reason for me wanting to put my children through a school like this, surrounded by what I envisage in my head, and I could be totally wrong, to be quite entitled, snotty kids. He was like, you can't pay for those type of networking opportunities. And I was like, we've got no future, you great big bell end.
God, see, that's so embarrassing.
Isn't it awful? And I just think I would be exactly the same as you, Vogue. Like, I'm proud of, like, the schools I went to and the place I've ended up, you know? And I don't think...
There's nothing wrong with a private school. No. I mean, you've got some kids that act like overprivileged kids. You've got some kids that act like normal, amazing kids. And I think as well, it's a lot to do with the parents, and Spenny's parents are really hard working, like they're in their 70s. And they're still working like all the time.
Proper grafters.
I love that about them. And they're like, they're not like showy with anything. And that's the kind of way that I'd want my kids brought up. And I just think, I'm just voting for schools in Ireland. It's happening.
She's like, I'll fly that flag for you, because I say the same to Erkan. Like, I'm like, when our kids are sort of like getting to school age, I'm lashing them back up north, mate. Like, I just want to be, I kind of want to be near my family, and like, I feel like I don't want to be the only one in my family, Vogue, that speaks like this. Like, I don't, like, I love Erkan's voice, and I love Cockneys and London people and stuff, but I'm like,
that accent.
Yeah, it's very sexy. He gets away with murder because I want to shag him loads. But I'm just like, oh, no, I'm not being... Imagine when your kids realise I sound like this and everyone else sounds like that. Like, I'm not getting teased in my own home, Vogue. Like,
no, my kids, Theodore's so posh now already. Like, Mummy, no. I'm like, oh, God, how did that happen?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That was the lovely Vogue Williams there. Now, it's only right that I end Series 5 Best Bits with my best pal, Pete Wicks. If you haven't listened to the episode, then you haven't lived, guys. But here he is, talking about being single over the age of 30. Aw, poor Pete. World's smallest violin.
When I left the jungle, I remember, like, I couldn't be seen with any fella. Like, even, like you say, like, I could have got popped with me da, and there would have been, like, oh, mystery fella. So I think, like, and there was a lot of the time nothing going on, you know? So I think, and I got so frustrated with this idea that I couldn't just be a young, single woman who was really focused on her career and really keen to, like, make a name for herself in this world she'd found herself in, and could just be happy without having a significant other. I got really frustrated. And that, you know, the implication, I couldn't just have male mates and all the rest of it. Like, do you ever feel like that? Do you ever just feel like, hang on a second, is it so outside your realm of comprehension that I am just a young single lad having a nice time and I'm happy that way?
Yeah, 100%. Because I think what people, especially when you get over 30, Vic, is people go, God, why are you single? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Eh? Well, an awful lot, but I didn't realise that that's why I'm single.
Yeah.
I think people... do you know what I mean? You go to weddings and that, and it's like, do you want a plus one? You think, well, not really, but now I feel like I have to take someone. Do you know what I mean? Like, that, it's because it's like they just assume, well, no, if I, can I come on my own? I mean, I don't know. Do I have to bring someone? I mean, I don't know, do I? But I think what people don't understand is when you get above 30s, people just assume it's because no one wants you. Or like, it's like people go, oh, yeah, well, that's a red flag. Why? Why is that a red flag? Is it? What have I done? But I would love to get married one day. I believe in soulmates. I've said it a million times before. I believe in all that. But I'm not going to be in a relationship if that isn't the person that I genuinely see the rest of my life with. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time now, people jump from relationship. They're constantly in relationships, just relationship, all the time. Yeah. And they don't really give themselves to any time to actually find themselves and find that. It's just as important knowing what you don't want as it is knowing what you do want. Okay. And I think what people don't give themselves time to actually realise who they are, and then they think that having someone else completes them.
Yeah.
No one completes you. Complete yourself. And I always think that there's in relationships, what I would like is to find someone who has their life and I've still got my life, but we also have a life together. Because you have to have some identity and individuality, whether
across
you're in a relationship. Yeah, whether you're in a relationship or not, because you are still an individual person. We are all, there are 7 billion, however many people in the world, we are all completely and utterly unique. And that is the most beautiful thing about every single person out there, is that we are completely unique. Don't ever lose that just to be in a relationship because you feel like you have to be with someone. Learn to be on your own and be okay being on your own, because I think that's just as important. And it's not just, you know, because no one wants me.
I mean, we've read the list piece, like, everybody wants you, and understandably so. Like, I'm biased, you're my bestie, but you're a fucking catchmate. So, no, I think that's really interesting. Like, there's all, like, people, I've read things before, you know, where it's like happiness doesn't come from being with another person. Like, happiness won't come from validation on social media. It won't come from a bigger bust. It won't come from that next promotion. Happiness comes from within. It's internal work, and you need to get your head down and do that work before you can then go on and be happy. And I think we often, I don't know whether we ignore it deliberately, because getting in a relationship or getting a boob job or, you know, like getting a new job, all those things are easier than actually turning and looking within and realising where we're probably lacking and what is probably wrong and doing that internal work. I think that is probably what it is, you know. That stuff hurts. Addressing traumas, working on yourself, trying to be better, that stuff is difficult. So nipping off to Turkey and getting new teeth or bloody, you know, getting out with a new fella, they're easier. And I think that's why we want them to bring us happiness, but they don't really, do they, in the long run?
It's a short-term fix for a long-term problem, isn't it?
Agreed, because, absolutely.
It's like anything. Getting a new, you know, whether it's a new bag makes you happy for a fucking day, or getting a new set of tits, or getting a new whatever it may be, or a new partner, it's great for a few months. But then
instant gratification.
Yeah, instant gratification. Yeah, exactly. You might as well just have a wank. Like, because that does the same thing. It's a lot quicker. But
we've talked about wanking so much, and I don't think until the day it was ever said.
Oh, well. Sorry.
You're the first wanker I've had.
Thank you.
That's in the secret too.
Thank you. But you're completely right. And actually, they are short-term fixes to longer-term problems. And listen, I'm not in a position. I've spent a long time now really single. Most of my life I've been single. And a lot of that is down to the fact that I don't feel like I'm in a position to be able to offer anyone what I think they deserve, really. You know, I want to be in a position where I can offer someone all of me, and I don't think I am, because I have my own issues and whatever else, like everyone does, that mean that I will not give someone all of me. And if I can't do that, then it's not fair.
You know what, that is such an evolved sentiment and, like, such a really self-aware comment. Like, I think it's really interesting for me to hear the flip side of this, because for years, obviously, like, you saw me when I fell apart, like, when my last relationship broke down. Like, the thought for me, like, obviously it was hard to be cheated on, it was hard to feel like your relationship broke down, but I think the overriding thing I felt was, oh my God, I'm going to be fucking single again at 31.
Yeah.
And, like, that's what I was so terrified
of. I remember you saying
about
that non-stop. Yeah. Like, literally, it was non-stop you used to say that.
It sounds as though it wasn't annoying as well.
No, not in a bad way, but it always used to be. Like, and I used to think, but the age bit doesn't matter. Like, but and it's certainly for a woman, I do think there's a lot more pressure, 100%, on a woman being 30 and but that's, listen, we're all on a fucking our own journey. It might not be what socially everyone thinks you should do. Like, socially you should do this, and you know, you're supposed to find someone, then you move in together, then you're supposed to do this, then you're supposed to do that, then you're supposed to, fuck off. Like, do you know what I mean? I will do it my way. It's my life and it is my journey. And everyone is so worried about getting to the next destination that they don't enjoy the journey they're on because they're too busy worrying about what I've got to do next, what I've got to do next, what I've got to do next. Like, chill the fuck out.
That constant hamster wheel. Yeah. It's so all right. But, like, it was refreshing, Pete, to hear the male's perspective on that and understand that actually you guys do feel those pressures that other people put on you as well. And I don't know, I just think... I know I've at times said to you like, ooh, and I'm just because I'm nosy. That's the only reason I ever ask about your love life is because I am very boring and I vicariously live through your exciting romances. So I think that's why I ask, but I'm sorry if I've ever made you feel like that because I'm actually so proud of you just like marching to the beat of your own drum and like being really self-aware and thinking, well, I'm not ready, so I'll do it when the time's right rather than just when everyone else tells me to. So fucking good on you, babe. I actually think you're a bit of an icon.
But, well, fuck me.
I think you're first a bit time of I've been a called modern, that. Yes,
it's normally another four. It's normally another four-letter word.
No, I think you're a modern-day dating icon. Yeah, I'm going for it. I've said it.
Fucking hell, this is a great podcast. Honestly, this is the ego. This is the ego boost I needed today. You know what I mean? Wow, you've got a Vic.
Yeah, babe.
Fuck like, me. I almost wish I bought you a Christmas present.
No, but you go little rock star. You just like do your life, live your best time, and just I don't know, like settle when you're ready, babes, and not a moment before.
But you know that the hard part of that is that. I enjoy dating and we all like to have that intimacy and that kind of feeling of seeing, and that's what gets me in trouble is that I do obviously enjoy that sort of stuff, but I tell everyone I probably can't give you what you want. So, but it gets me in trouble because you do want that person around, but you don't, I can't do the full thing because I'm just not ready to do it, and that's what gets me in so much trouble and why everyone ends up thinking I'm a knob. I don't mean to be. I hate her. You know what I mean? I hate hurting people, but that's all I ever seem to do. And I think that's something that I again is something that I need to work on, isn't it? There's loads of. I'll just add that to the list of things I need to work on.
But we're all like. Progress, not perfection, you know, we're all works of art in progress. So I think, and you know, nobody ever seems to manage to stay mad at Pete Wicks for very long. Like, I don't think I've ever been very mad at you for very long, but like, even looking at the people,
I think we've ever had a row, Vic.
We had one once because you blocked us.
Yes.
But like, the less said about that, the better, isn't it?
Yes. Forgot about that one.
Well, Pete wasn't allowed to be my friend for a while, so I got blocked. Yeah. But like, again,
my mum thought she was a bad influence.
Yeah. Me and no way would Tracy think that. She absolutely loves me.
Do you know what the weirdest thing is? Yeah, she actually does. Do you know what's really annoying is my mum has turned into a keyboard warrior. Like, she loves the Insta. She loves Instagram. She's putting up memes and fucking she don't give a she's loving there. It. Fucking 3 years ago, she didn't even know what Instagram was.
Babe, wait till your mum says this to you. Because this is the game changer. I think I want a podcast. No, Carol. What on earth are you going to talk about on your podcast?
Can we just point out, right, that Vic's mum and my mum, we all did like Vic had a show, like a dinner party
pilot
show.
We made, didn't we?
Can you just imagine, just close your eyes for 10 seconds and just imagine... Your mum and my mum doing a podcast together. They would be drunk for the entire thing. They're worse than me and you.
I know, I'd listen to it though, mate. Like, we're laughing, I'm being scornful, but I would fucking love it.
Tracy and Carol put the world to rights.
Oh, it's going to get made. I'm going to lobby for it to be made.
Shall we? Well, imagine being a guest on your mum's podcast.
No, imagine your mum being more successful than you. Every time my mum comes on any one of my shows, all that anyone says is, oh, we need more Carol. Carol needs her own show. And I'm like, you're fucking watching my show.
Yeah, Yeah, well, maybe you listen. You could make a bit of a career out of it. Ramesh Ranganathan did, or whatever his name is. He, like his mum. Everyone loves her more than they do him. He can't do a TV show without her being on it.
Who else? There's someone else. Was it Russell? Is it Russell Howard? He goes all over with his mum as well, isn't he?
Who's Russell Howard?
The little blonde one.
Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He does. Yeah.
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 Maybe we're missing the trick. Maybe we need to stop being so scornful of our mum's ambitions and embrace them.
Maybe we should. I mean, listen, you're very good at getting a... I mean you must be due a show at the minute. Have you got one?
Yeah, I'm making one currently. Yeah.
New year, new show. That's what Vic does every year.
Don't worry, I'll call you. You'll get the phone call. I'll need you in it for something.
I was just about to say, I haven't had the phone call yet, but I'm waiting for it. Someone Erkan can't make today. Is Pete around? He's got to go shopping with Vic. Didn't we do a show where we went fucking shopping in a supermarket at one point?
We did.
We've flown a plane together. fuck me. We've done some weird shit. Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say now.
It was about my mum's having a podcast.
I think we should pitch a show where me, you and the mums go around the world.
No, how about this though, right? Instead of around the world, we go to like a stag and hen hotspots.
Oh, fucking hell. But do you know the problem I've got with that is, like, Vic, I mean, you're back in the day when you were single and a few years ago, you was a party animal.
Yeah.
Right, and I still love you for the fact that when we do go out, me and you, we're still, we click back into it.
Yeah, I can still be that person. I've got it in my locker.
Yes, but you grew up and I didn't.
But this is like a month of we're both regressing, going to places like Barcelona and Madrid.
But it won't be me and you. It won't be me and you. It'll be the mums. Because when we did that show, they got hammered. they were hammered. My mum, at the end of it, at the start of it, she was like, yeah, no, Pete was such a lovely boy. By the end of it, she was going, oh, he's a wanker, where's the Prosecco?
No, I can remember.
Do you remember?
Do you not remember the three of them? Because obviously Julie was there And I can remember that like, all of them just got smashed and started digging out because we didn't do our own washing. And I just went to like check on a course. And by the time I come back, we were getting called worse than pickpockets. Oh. I was like, right, what have I fucking missed?
The worst one is when they started playing Never Have I Ever. Never Have I Ever had a threesome. My mum's like, oh yeah, fucking get that down. Yeah, fucking love it. Fucking hell, mum.
All the dicks.
Yeah, fucking I have one there and there and all. Fucking mum, slow down.
Oh, God.
Fucking. Oh, God. They used to call her Two Cock Crack Tracy. Yeah, she was all over the shop.
And on that note, it's the end of Series 5 Best Bits. Stay tuned for Season 6 with some great guests, including Teddy from Love Island, Brooke Vincent and Gemma Atkinson. Plus, you might hear some news about a certain engagement that took place in Dubai. Stay safe, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.